Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's on new by Kuzma. Gets a nice screen by Payton. Throws it over to Buddy Hield. Attacking Green. Out to Horford. One more Kuminga. Catch and shoot. Left corner. Three's good. J.K. 2 of 3 from downtown. And the Warriors on an 8-0 run. 49-45. The Bucks lead down to 4. 14 for Kuminga.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Kevin Dano on the call last night on 95.7 The Game.
Cash me out one time.
Looking forward to doing this right now because I can finally do it. Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Steiny. So I guess the Warriors are supposed to win every game this season now, right? They have to be perfect.
I didn't even watch the game. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Maybe they're talking to me.
Think they're going to win every game?
No, but you should win that game with no Giannis.
Well,
that's just me. In my world. But I want to give a Warrior some credit. It's early, Steiny, 6 games, obviously. Can you guess Kuminga's percentage from deep?
Oh, I don't know, but it's going to be, it might be less impressive than what he's shooting from the line.
Let's just say the answer has Michael Jordan effect.
35?
40. That's Durant, 45. That was in the memory of that crap number. 45% for Kuminga.
No, he's also
lab
great.
Work.
Yeah, now don't expect him to finish at 45, but if he did, it'd be a great shooting year.
Dude, 45.
Dude, you wouldn't believe what just happened.
To you?
Yeah.
No, to...
I'm the worst.
Now, you are at times. What happened?
So we have a new salesman in here, Dylan Steinberg.
He's spunky. I like him.
And when we met, he said, yeah, they used to call me Steiny. This was a couple months ago. And I was like,
what? Well,
yeah, he's like, there's only one Steiny here, pal. And you're younger, too, so that's out. Anyway, for whatever reason, I haven't seen him in a while, and I saw him, and he came in today, and I'm like, hey, what's up, Ryan? He goes, that's not even my name.
Oh, no.
I'm like, Ryan Sternberg. He goes, no, Dylan Steinberg. And I just felt awful.
Oh, man.
I just felt awful.
You got to do something for him.
Now, so, to be fair, his first question to Steiny, do you remember what that was?
No clue.
What do you do here?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, my God.
That is true.
So you don't got to apologize. That right there,
don't
you little
feel
rascal.
Too bad.
Did the man ask you, what do you do
he goes,
here?
What do you do here?
Let's I'm just like, say he's not a you. P1. Wow.
So
you did what I did to Sarah, calling her Crystal.
Well,
that was embarrassing.
The story's not over.
What's going on?
So I just went into the men's room. And
awkward.
You know, I walk in and I see Dylan. He was washing his hands. He had his back to me. And so I started going number one and I had my back to him. And so I said, dude, I'm sorry, Dylan Steinberg. Of course I know your name. My bad, buddy. And the guy says, don't worry about it, but I'm not Dylan Steinberg.
You Dude, are that just, guy?
It was the guy from KCBS that looks a little
weird. Oh, my God.
He's shooting blanks today. Good Lord.
It was like it was the news director from KCBS.
And there's shit in proper etiquette as you win Spray Thompson. There shouldn't be a lot of communication in the restroom.
He was washing his hands.
You weren't. Just focus on what you're doing. Then you get it wrong. Dude, you got 8 turnovers that day.
He didn't even look like him.
From the back a little bit.
But how could you see him if you're facing the wall?
Because I walked in, he had his back to me, I saw, and then... Now, do I get any credit for their... Both those guys are from New York.
Thank you.
No.
Hey, I got to get the little guy some credit. What is it, Steinberg? That's Steiny.
Steinberg.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not. And like, I don't even want to joke around about this. By the way, I bet you don't even know this. There's a dude who does podcasts named Steiny. And he's like,
there's no way.
He's got like one of the biggest podcasts going.
Well, if Evan and
Carter's
I had
shaking
a...
his head, that means he definitely knows.
The
know
Melt
who he
Boys,
is.
Yeah. And what he's just, call? He's the lowest of the low.
Oh, man.
Not the one you want to associate with, Steiny. Okay.
Well, but Carter, what's it, real quick, what's it, pop culture? What?
I'm out.
Yeah, it's just all pop culture. They had Michael Porter Jr. on, I think, last month.
They have a lot of.
He had 30 the other night.
They have a lot of.
They lost.
Questionable.
Thanks,
type people on.
Steiny. Hey, you told me you might be on a popular former athletes podcast. Is that for air or can we have some fun? Well, Friday.
I guess it is now.
I didn't say names. Say it. You got to do this.
Huh?
Are you going to do it?
I don't know. You know how this works. I got to jump through hoops.
Why?
Because
it's your personality. Odyssey. Nobody owns you. Well, tell them who it is.
All right. So.
Odyssey doesn't own the podcast, though.
That's the problem.
Oh, gosh.
Now, we could certainly try to get it like we did with Draymond Green, but... So, you know my agent friend, Peter Schaefer.
And I know his agent, his guys he's represented.
So, one of his former clients...
Oh, boy, Evan.
...does a podcast called Politely Raw.
I like it.
And it's a former NFL player... along with a moderator, and apparently the moderator may not be back with them this year.
Wow.
And I know Pete from college, and he's like, would you have any interest in maybe moderating a podcast with... With the guy on Politely Raw.
And tell him who it is.
So, have you ever heard of Pac-Man Jones?
Adam Pac-Man Jones. Yeah. Hell yeah, we have.
So, he's got a podcast, and...
They blow trees on that.
Oh my God! They use profanity.
Stanley, that's the world.
So I ran it by the boss, and
what'd he say?
You know, that's where ideas go to die in his office. So I don't anticipate. You know what? This is one of those things where it's like, yeah, you can't do it. How come? You just can't. Why not? Well, that's not our policy. Why not? It's not your contract. Sorry.
But I gotta remember one day you told me you couldn't do TV. It hurt. But I think Steiny at the ship would work with Adam Pat. Like this Steiny, you gotta be loose and letting them fly. You know what I mean? You gotta be relaxed. You know what I mean? Having Pac-Man Jones on there blowing blunts.
So apparently, Pete goes, send me a couple shows. I want Pac-Man to hear you on the radio. And, you know, I told him you're. You know, you've been covering sports for a while. He's kind of sarcastic.
So you work with a brother.
Like
yeah.
Well, I think he'll be able to tell. Apparently, Pac-Man's going to listen to a couple of our shows.
We should have him call
in.
Pac-Man, he was good, man.
Was he?
Yeah.
Because I started reading his Wikipedia bio, and it said Adam Pac-Man Jones was a former NFL player marred by legal issues.
Hey, don't talk about that. Yeah. Two sides of every story, Donnie.
Anyway.
Dude, Niners got a football game.
Yeah, let me take Garrett and Berkeley, and we can go talk some Niners. Garrett in Berkeley. What's up, buddy?
How are you, gentlemen?
Hey.
If we're still talking about last night's game, I just wanted to throw in, like what you said, never been a basketball team in history that went undefeated. You win some, you lose some, and you can't kind of take away the impact of five nights over 8 nights they played, a back-to-back, you know, 2 nights wins at home, then you got to travel across the country. And, you know, they have their moments to get some momentum, which is a game of momentum, and the shots hit the front of the rim. And just one of those nights it wasn't their night, but it's too small of a sample size to really worry too much. Kind of like move on to the next game type of thing.
Wow. I'm mad at him.
Yeah, appreciate it.
But Evan wasn't here. Carter was in here, and I'm going to do it because I kind of liked it, Stoney. Just talk, and I'll get to it and let Evan know what I'm talking about.
You know what I want to do?
What?
Everybody's saying, you know, this Warrior schedule's like jail. They got to take a shower, get on an airplane, and maybe sometime a bus, Evan, and brush their teeth. But I just looked at the schedule, Evan. It's early. They got a game November 1st, the 4th, the 5th, the 7th, the 9th, the 11th, the 12th, the 14th, the 16th. You get my drift. Like, there's no Christmas break comedy.
Well, I do think it's, I think it's been intentional that at about every press conference or every other pre or post, we've heard Steve Kerr mentioned 3rd and 4 nights, 5 and 8 nights. I think last night he said 6 and 10 nights. Like, he's trying to let us know, or maybe someone with the NBA know, that this schedule is utterly ridiculous.
Do you two reside with that now? Because, like, is there something there with what? Are the Warriors getting, not to Kerr saying that, but to Evan's point, an older team like this, like the dates I read, and they're coming too fast and furious. Shout out Tyrese.
At the end of the year, they're all going to end up with 82 games. So it's going to even out. What are we doing here?
Evan, to that. Like, how long is he going to? Man, I'm wondering, man. Because I didn't have that as a big deal. They'll get through it.
Speaking of podcasts,
yeah.
Here's the other thing I was thinking about. All right, you ready? And I don't know if this would be a full-time role or maybe a weekly appearance on three specific podcasts. So I'm thinking about it. I'm like, who's got some big podcasts out there?
Butcher?
Okay, big podcasts.
It's not our job.
Think about this. Draymond Green has a podcast, okay, right?
Wow.
It's really good. Who else has a podcast?
Matt Barnes and Stack.
Matt Barnes, All the Smoke. Who else has a podcast?
Arenas.
They're all Warriors. They all came through the Warriors.
Damn.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I like all those guys. I like them all. I like Draymond. I like Arenas. But, like, they just get to talk unchecked about stuff that went on that I know damn well didn't come down the way they are talking about it. Like, nobody challenges Baron Davis and Jackson and Barnes when they're talking about the old Warrior days. And this is the way it went. I'm like,
how do you do that?
Who's the guy?
Ritter.
Who's the guy on that used to do the show where at the end he'd come in and That's what I should do. I should go onto their show and just say, I'm going to listen to your show, and then at the end I'll tell you all the times you guys were full of crap.
But you know, as you get older, and I do this, Evan's not at the age yet, but maybe with his ERA, as you get older, things you forget, like the time I got jumped. It was 3 guys, but Evan, as I get older, it was 6. And I averaged about 3 points in my hoop career at Logan. But as you get older, Steiny, I tell my son, 8 or 9, you know? So they're misremembering, but it comes with the territory.
Yeah. There's also a common denominator between all 3 of those guys.
Among all 4 of those guys. Trees. And it's that they were the pro athletes.
Among all 4? Yeah.
No, that's not what he's talking about. The Barack Obama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Snoop Dogg.
You know, it's like, it's such a joke. You know, they're doing a podcast and a couple times they'll bring up, remember the game in Phoenix the year after We Believe where
Give me an example.
They had to win a game and they had 2 more games left. They had to win them both and they went to Phoenix and Baron Davis was the day after his birthday and Nelson didn't even play him and they ended up losing. And let's talk about that.
Potentially fraudulent said, Steiny, should we get Terry Stott in here to audit your F&M stories?
Oh. How would he know? Does he mean Finch?
No, he said.
What would Terry Stotts know about Franklin and Marshall? He went to Oklahoma, I believe.
I thought I had you, too. I was like, he didn't go to F&M.
No, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studio.
I got to tell you, you let me down, though. I thought there was a different reason you wanted
Terry
to be on
Scott.
There.
Terry
Scott.
Terry Scott.
Okay.
He was my center.
All right. I need glasses.
He was my support. He was in my supporting cast. What do you want? You can't say I got it. You know, I let you down and then just say silent.
No, because you're being a hater. You want to correct him. I thought you were bringing something to the podcast. You don't want to be the guy. No, the guys on the podcast that you would join. You don't want to be that dude.
Yeah, you got it wrong. Yeah, it actually was a Thursday.
Well, this is the most.
You don't want to be that. You do it 5 days a week here. You don't want to be that guy. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what my brother calls me. Oh, you're the arbiter? Oh, you're the arbiter of sports? You know everything about sport? I'm like, shut up, Bob.
Ah!
You idiot. What was I going to say? It was about...
the podcast.
No.
You don't want to be that guy.
Oh, like, I want to be that guy, but like, I can't do it. It's going to make me sound very, very arrogant. Like, miss me with a We Believe documentary with these guys putting it together.
Oh, it is just...
Give me one sliver of objectivity.
There's two docs that... One was made. How the Kings were saved. Then Kevin Johnson got in his trouble and it went down the drain.
Yeah.
I want to watch that. And
just came out?
They won't release it. How about that? Because all the stuff that went in with...
I haven't heard this.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a sack. And the We Believe. How can you not?
It should be.
Do you think they have the footage?
Of course. Oh,
then
my
what's
God,
what's going
yes.
on?
Those guys, they couldn't finish a project.
But BD's
if it were 80%
in L.A.
done.
Jessica Alba is his friend. He's in Hollywood. Like, that is a bad look.
650, the game after Barron's birthday? Yes, the game after Barron's birthday.
Was in Phoenix?
Yep.
They got after it.
I'm not divulging unless I'm on that podcast.
I'll look at you.
Let's just say I saw some people midway through that night. Let's just put it that way. We can move
snitches
on.
Snitches get stitched. It's too late now. Nobody cares.
None harmed.
Dude, did you really see him get after it? It's natural.
I mean,
young rich.
Well, I've told this story. The truth is the truth. And it is.
That could be a podcast.
So it was the day before Phoenix, and it was Barron's birthday.
Let's go.
And they were having a function for him outside the hotel.
Cheesecake Factory?
No. It was almost like a big tent.
Yeah.
But it was early. It was real early. It was like, it started like 7:30, and everybody was invited, and I was doing sidelines.
I love it.
So we got invited, and I was like, well, I don't even have a gift for him. So...
Oh my gosh.
So I went out and I bought a card and I said, happy birthday. And I just said, hey, he was great that season.
You bought him a card?
Yeah.
That's the wackest thing. Why would you feel compelled to give your report? Go ahead, Stoney. I'm sorry.
First of all, I was kind of on the payroll at
I
that
understand.
Point.
Did you put a 20 in it?
No.
It's why you didn't have to get a card.
Well, he was like, come by. You know, I saw he's like, come by. All the guys are coming by.
So okay. Did you sign it, Steiny?
Yeah, and I said, happy birthday. I said, I want to thank you, you know, because he had just joined the team a year and a half ago.
He's not turning 14.
Wow. He didn't have kids. Who do you think you are, Steiny, to
are
go get him
out?
I bet he put it on his chimney.
I bet he's in the same place my F&M jersey is with Curry. The point is I was like, the guy invited me to his car. I don't want to come in empty handed. So I gave him an envelope and it just was like, happy birthday, Barron. I said, appreciate your cooperation over the last couple of years. You've been real fun to cover and, you know, appreciate your professionalism. And I had a drink and he wasn't even drinking.
Yeah.
You stopped by Target on the way there.
No, I got it at the Ritz-Carlton little shop.
And you handed it to him, huh? It's just...
Yeah.
The top three worst gifts I've ever heard.
I'm really hurt.
No, but
don't you like guys?
You're not Bob Costas.
That car didn't leave the venue.
Oh, it didn't.
It may not have. All right, what would you have done?
Happy birthday, bud, and let's drink or keep it moving. To think you had to get him a card in his world. Hey, no, I'm serious. You got a good heart, but the fact that you thought, let me stop and give said athlete a card.
So it started at like 7, and I'm sure I saw him after practice at like 4, 4:30, 5. And he was like, you know, on the bus, he's like, hey, you know, people coming out the pavilion, so come out. And I was like, all right. And then going out, I'm like, guy, is this his birthday? And he, and this is the question.
I'm sorry.
The 6'5", yeah. I said, what happened that night? I have no idea. I have no idea. I wasn't with him.
But what's the tall tale of it, or the
tall tale is that it was Barron's birth. Like I said, the party was at about the thing outside the hotel is at like at 7. It was early. And that was for like team. They didn't go to bed after that. In fact, they weren't even really drinking. They weren't even really drinking at that point.
Did you see him? Like you handed him the card?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was that the last you saw of him?
No, I've seen him since.
No, that night. After you gave him the card.
Yeah, and he was completely functional. I mean, he was completely sober. It was early in the night. I don't know what happened later in the night.
That's a good gesture by you.
But then I watched the next game, and I don't know what happened to him because he didn't play very much.
Right, right.
It was a must-win game, and Don Nelson's like, you're not playing. He only played like, if you look at the box, he was
like a Moody last night.
Yes.
Wow.
So
did he ever speak on that, Barron?
I think it's just kind of out there.
Yeah, I got
you. Just,
all right, I got you.
It's just kind of let it there.
Yeah. Oh, my man.
The audacity.
Bostani, you bought a card.
You know, and
that is incredible.
I got to tell you, this is what bothers me. It's like you play that Jimmy Butler, the audacity. The audacity would have been showing up without anything. Don't you think?
You could just thank him for everything he's done for you, his professionalism. Shake his hand and say you appreciate him inviting you to his birthday.
And I put it in a card.
Was there a brownie? Because it feels like you were trying to score brownie
points.
Dude,
I knew him already.
That's my whole point.
He had been there for a year.
You didn't need a card. Happy birthday, bud. Thanks for having me. Verbal. Hey, open it. Sign by Stein.
I didn't know. No, he did not open it in front of me. He may have never opened it.
I would bet on that.
I have no idea if he opened it or not. It doesn't matter. I handed it to him, though.
You're the man. You think he would remember that if you just ran into
him? That's a good question.
If I ever run into him, remember my partner's
time? He'll never remember the card, but he'll remember. I don't know how much of the night he'll remember, but...
It might be a blur. Oh, I got you. Oh, man.
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Barron.
He's a cool dude.
Well, we know. You got him a card.
Man.
You know, it's funny. I saw him. This must have been in I don't know when he retired, like 14 or 15 or so. I don't know. But it was then a year later. He hadn't played for a year and a half. And it was during the Durant era. And he was at the old Oakland Arena.
Okay.
It wasn't a Chase. And I saw him. We started talking. He goes, hey, man. You write a story, man. Warriors need a backup point guard for Steph. I'm ready. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, Please tell me you did it. I said, I haven't retired.
Okay.
He said, I'm ready to go. But he wasn't signed. Yeah, I wrote it. Of course.
Now he definitely remembers you. Apollo Crews, Stani, legend has it. Barron still has that card.
Yeah, again, it's with my F&M jersey. At Steph.
That's pretty good.
What did the card say, Steiny? I said that already. It said, thanks for your cooperation over the last year or so. You've been a pleasure to deal with, and I appreciate your professionalism.
Right. He wasn't going into the hall, right? Oh, man.
Now, had his birthday been the following day, I probably wouldn't have mentioned his professionalism. Keep in mind, when I said I appreciated his professionalism, it was before they went out that night.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Yeah.
There you go.
No Brock Purdy, huh?
No.
Well, dude, do we need to just get used to this? Do you want to see him like I do? I I'm macked out.
Well,
you
and I are different. I can't control it. I mean, yeah, would I like to see him? Sure. All things being equal.
Well, like just to see where he's at. There. Yeah, see where he's at and how the offense looks. Is it the same? Any different? But, dude, do you expect that day does come?
Of course.
Is his mobility, shout out AT&T, is his mobility going to be what it used to be? That's why I feel like that's the other shoe to drop. Steiny, can he do that?
Well, we'll never know that until we see him play. But if you want to talk about whether he can or he can't, we can do that. I also want to talk about something Phil Simms said the other day, which I found
interesting.
You actually found it really interesting. So we'll get into some Niners.
They and Vitello. You didn't tell me what you thought of his presser. Do you guys play it here?
Yeah, we talked about it all yesterday.
Willard had a question, and that's what life's about.
I'll let you tell me what you think of Vitello. I've given my thoughts. I can reiterate. But you weren't here yesterday, so I'm interested to hear what you have to say about it. And Niners play the Giants Sunday. They're 5-3. Big game. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Rebound.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kuminga, his fourth of the contest, to go along with 14 points. Picked up by Rollins across the timeline. Right side of the floor. Left hand handle. Trying to burst down Broadway. Dishing out to Buddy. Jab step on Trent. Slides past him. Up over. Turn on the layup. No tap. Follow. Yes, it drops in for Butler. And the Warriors are on a 12-2 run to cut the deficit to 51-49.
You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I love that one, but I always forget he went overtime on that read with the Laughing Monk stuff. Thanks to Jimmy Butler. Warriors got beat 120-110 last night.
He's a great pump faker.
He is, actually. He got me off my feet.
Yes, he is.
He got me off my feet for sure. We got some Dubs thoughts here. You want to keep up with the Dubs for a little bit, and then we'll turn to the Niners. What do you want to do?
Well, you guys got me thinking about this schedule. If this is going to the Warriors schedule, thank you. If this is going to be consistent or something that we need to buckle up and get ready for the beginning of games or the lack of energy. So we talked about the two timelines, and right now I'm bringing that up because I feel like they are gelling better than any hair commercial. And you should have a way, or there should be a way, to avoid what happened last night. And again, we'll just say it was a bad game, but man, Stoney, they cannot come out tomorrow against Indiana, and I know they're banged up and winless, and just not have fans and host or myself look at that game like, I don't give a damn what air was let out of any balloon. When you find out Giannis Antetokounmpo is not playing, you need to take them behind the woodshed. And you're good enough to do that. And they didn't yesterday. And Steph had 27 and 6, 4, 10 from 3. I get it. Kuminga had 24 and 8. I guess my point, when you look at those numbers and Jimmy had 23, Stoney, does that concern you more that those three guys put something up in the box score and you still weren't able to win the game?
Clearly.
You know though, what I, you know?
I mean, clearly, though, I'm looking at that box score and it looks like Steph was ordinary for Steph. I'm looking at Draymond's line. He couldn't have been great with that line and the Bucks scoring 120. And Butler's numbers looked fine, but you know, even he was under 50%. He likes to be more efficient, more efficient than that. So here's what I would
and
say.
And Kerr's on with Willard and Dibbs at 3:30 today.
Thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. Yes, Steve Kerr, 3:30 with Willard and Dibbs. And yeah, there's two things. Zucci Main here on the Boxer and Gerson work injury.
Zucci.
Attorney's text line said, you know, do we have to say it was a bad game, or can we give the Bucks reserves credit and say they played a great game? Yeah, I think we can do both, quite frankly. But I look, the Warriors are going to have at least 12 of these games this year, because every team has 12 of these games. The question to me is this, with how early we are in the season, okay, it's a clunker. You just had a clunker. But it's too close to this back-to-back for me to just say the back-to-back had nothing to do with it. So we move on, and they have a back-to-back next week. And I don't know, maybe they'll feel more fatigue the third night of a four-game stretch than they will the second of a back-to-back. I don't know. This is the theme of the season, and the Warriors know it's a theme of the season.
Well, I hear you. And the last time they got blown out in Portland was last Friday, a week ago, Stoney, and that was off a back-to-back. Steph had 35, but the bottom line, it didn't culminate the win. So do you put your Warrior pen and notes away and just say, nothing here matters stylistically? Or because the Warriors are an older team and they're on a back-to-back, so you're not going to get a good gauge? Or are you telling Warrior fans, like I expected, Stoney, yesterday, for them to kick Milwaukee's ass, even with Giannis?
So what does it tell you that they didn't?
That the booby traps are, and it's early. I don't know if it's anything to do with travel. It's only two games, but your two losses have come on the road. And if you get some young, spunky teams, you know, somebody might have a career day on you like Ryan Rollins had, and that's what bothers me. A guy like that should not – and I know you said he's been playing well, and he has. He can't step in for Giannis and give the Warriors the business and be the main reason that the Bucks win a game at home against you. That's what I don't like. And I kind of said it to you all when it was Luka, when it was Gordon, and who else put up some numbers? Harden first half, because they stopped the second half. But, man, I don't like that. That Ryan Rollins bothers me. So now I'm looking tomorrow just to see, you know, who's going to come up for, you know, or any of the Pacers. Like, yeah, we get to older Warriors. Let's go.
Well, this is the other thing that happens when you get off to a 4-1 start and everybody's talking about how great this team looks, and people are already talking about a playoff run that's going to get to the Western Conference Finals. And the reality is we watch 1 week of the season play out, and now it's week two, and they've just put up a clunker. And it's all about, is this going to be a trend or not? That's what this is all about. Is it a bad game, or do we start to see some trends with this team?
Well, I said,
and we won't know until we see them play a couple more games.
Well, we got to project. And I'm on record as saying I think this team can win over 50 wins. We got to bet. And Stoney, I think this team could get to the Western Conference Finals. And that was all predicated on me thinking they'll handle this. So it could be, you know, yes and no to your question. I don't expect this to be a trend. And that's why I feel like they can get to and reach those heights. But if you're telling me now travel, and you're not, but if this keeps up, then I omitted that in my formula for what this team could do in the regular season, because now you're telling me it's not just the opponent, it's the travel, it's the timing of the game, the bet. Like, that's what I didn't like. And Al Horford looked just like last night, and how he's looked the last couple of nights. Like, now he's not just fitting in for me, but Steiner, you got to start him to get the best or maximize him at this age.
I guess what is extremely frustrating at times is if you, and we talked about it for months and months and months, and that is their age. Okay, their age is an issue. We all know that. Outside of age, what are their issues? They're not athletic. They're not big. They're not overly quick.
Those are startling.
They're not fast.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, then why did you think, or do you think, they're going to roll to 55 wins and get to the Western Conference Finals without letting some games play out to see if this has staying power?
Because two guys, to me, have capes. That's Jimmy Butler and that's Steph Curry. And when you have capes, Steiny, a cape, you got superpowers. And I'm thinking just with those two guys along, with some of Draymond Green and what we've seen from Kuminga thus far, I expect even on a bad day, you can go to the office and close and suffocate a Milwaukee team without their best player.
Well, I'm also, you know, let's be honest, Miles Turner's a damn good player.
No, yes, he is.
Bobby Portis is a damn good player. Really good bench player.
But,
so.
But just imagine, to that point, did you think of that when you got the announcement from Evan when he put on the thread that Giannis wasn't playing? It wasn't even about who was left for Milwaukee. It was about the greatness and the threat that was Giannis.
What's the Warriors' record? I bet the Warriors' record without Steph Curry over the last 2 years ain't that bad.
Well, I think last year it might have been around 500, okay. If not 500.
How'd the Warriors do it? So, this is something that a lot of teams run into. Let's go to CJ in Sacramento. Hey, CJ, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Steiner, Goo Man, what up?
Hey,
man. First off, happy Halloween. Hey, look, man. I love 95.7 The Game, right? I love me some Steiner and Guru.
Oh boy, I'm bracing. Go ahead.
But I want to cuss so bad right now, but I won't. I won't.
Okay.
This is a general problem, not just, the show or the fans of the show or anyone else, but Warriors fans, man, are so freaking spoiled. I've heard so many the sky is falling takes since last night, and one of the five of the most dominant dynasties in NBA history. Try being a Kings fan, man. One fluke season in 8 years.
Wow.
A moron owner. And this ain't like me, like Sack versus the Bear. And I love the Niners, the Sharks. I went to UC Berkeley, give me my drop. Go California Bears. But please zoom the hell out for 5 seconds, man. Because y'all have it great. That's all I wanted to say. Love y'all.
Thanks, CJ. We love you too, man.
Is
anybody going to disagree with him?
Well, I got to say this first. Do you really need to say happy Halloween?
Sure, why not?
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm done criticizing stuff that I shouldn't be mad at. Yeah, sure. Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
My daughter said they're trick-or-treating as we speak in London.
Be careful and check your candy. Now, to his point, that's serious.
I don't know if you ever been robbed for candy?
Oh, robbed?
I used to hang out
that's
with
not
dudes.
That's what he's talking about, I think.
I thought that's what he was talking about.
I think
about.
He's talking about the old razor blade Reese's Cup. And I must tell you.
All the weirdos, Evan, that doctored the candy and you could get some stuff thinking we're back in the 80s.
He doesn't know what we're talking about.
I thought you were talking about when I was 13, I got robbed for my candy.
In the unit would do it. They would come. I never liked it and participated, but. You know, they would do that stuff, E.
Now, what Goo meant,
it's not
Evan,
cool.
When we were coming up.
It's not.
Right, but this is something different.
I got
when we were coming up, you would get a bag of candy, you would take it home, and they would suggest you go, you break open all the candy.
Every one.
Because there might be
razor blade.
A razor blade in there.
Yeah.
I swear to God. Yes. I swear to God.
That's why.
Yeah. I'm down on humanity now. That's why I don't even, like Evan, that rock, what you said, I'm just telling you, Steiny, I hate I live like this, but it's real.
Well, and I got news for you.
So
and
don't
I,
happy Halloween me. I'm just gonna, be safe.
I'm just going to be honest with you. In all my years on this earth, not one time in my entire life has any child or parent said, oh no, Steiny, I found a razor blade. I don't believe that ever existed.
Well, what about Evan getting robbed?
That's different.
But
that's
still.
A punk teenager taking his candy. This is about some kind of sick adult putting a razor blade in a Reese's cup. And my point is, I just don't think that should have been something we were really, really worried about.
Okay. All right. Austin in San Jose. Let me back to Wiggins. Do teams really, and I totally disagree with him, but I'm going to read it. Do teams really fear Jimmy Butler now? Yes.
Okay.
You got to account for him.
Is that
he can control the game. But length is somewhat not his kryptonite. You can keep him at bay, which when I say keep him at bay, Steiny, not under the Bay Bridge, but you can kind of neutralize him, so, you know, make it difficult.
Well, I want you to remember these things in times of glory. Okay, just remember these things.
Dude, I haven't changed my tune.
But this
I'm just
is the
disappointed.
Thing. Jimmy Butler, he's great. But now today we come in and he has limitations.
What about Minnesota
today?
In the playoffs when he didn't shoot those two games? I called him out. I was disappointed.
Well, then my point is factor in that Jimmy Butler is human and he's not going to be the Jimmy Butler you think he is.
So you think I got my expectations too high over 82? For the whole team, you've put
way too much into the first five or six games.
What?
The guy said
he wanted to cuss.
What was that tantrum about?
Because I want to call you a fool.
And this is what,
because you're not allowing for me to go back to what was so luxurious last year in the regular season.
You're not making
the Warriors,
sense right
last
now.
Year, the Warriors did the regular. They played with it. They pimp slapped the regular season when they got Jimmy. Every metric went their way. And nothing was fluke about it. They earned that.
According to you.
No, but so
according
when you
to
said,
you, there was no
you
fluke
think I'm
to
drunk
it.
In love with five games, but it's going back to last year. Regular season partner.
Yeah, and
that's
guess what I'm
saying.
Guess what?
What?
They had an easy schedule when Butler got here. It was favorable.
But the margin
then
of error was
thinly
thin.
Then they played a young athletic team and they almost got beat. Like, I
allow me. All I'm saying is give
my, what?
I'm looking at
go
a bigger.
Like
I got something to. Now I need it.
No,
a bigger sample size. What is it?
Get a tissue. Well, why would you?
I got friends.
After five games. Anyway. All right, let's go to.
It's not after five. That's what you're missing.
No, this is what you do.
It's based
off. You watch the Warriors play a great couple of games. You say they're going to the Western Conference Finals. They have a clunker. And now you assess them as a Western Conference finalist team. As that being an unacceptable performance last night. But I'm not convinced they're a Western Conference finalist team.
All right, I get that, but Steiny, they're a threat. And they're,
I'm
holding them to those standards that started last year. And because Steph's injury, they couldn't get to the promised land. I get that. But please don't negate or make my point so minute to where I'm getting excited and wanting to throw a party for five games. Because I didn't do that when Jimmy came to town last year. This is an offseason. Everybody's healthy and rested. And I'm like, let's go. That's all. And I don't like their field goal opposing teams coming in here.
You know
the
what?
Special guys able to score and doing what they're doing in the paint. That's what those are not alarms, but those are something. To my boy Squirt's point about the foot speed, keeping guys in front of you, we don't have a lot of options.
Okay. You knew that. Before the loss, we knew that during the 4-1 start. Like, did you think?
Tell him.
Did you think? Like, we talk about their weaknesses. They're not huge the first five games. You think they're just dissolved? Like, they got a long way to go. That this season is so long. And you know what? And Evan said this the other day.
No.
You think Butler's not going to sit next week in one of those two back-to-backs?
I kind of would.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, I almost want him to. Yeah.
I I'm just saying we talk about the challenges of this team, then we see them and we're incredulous about it. Like I said to you the other day, so you don't believe there's any circumstance where this team could remain healthy and not be a playoff team,
and
be
I
a
play-in that,
team.
That was deep.
And you said no chance, yeah. Steiny. And I was like, well, let's see. Yeah.
But I'm still there.
Okay,
but
that's fine.
And
I'm not off it either.
I give you that.
I'm not off it either.
Like, well, what about Austin's question, just to, real quick, to make this about Jimmy? Teams do fear him, Steiny.
Okay, and, great. What is it? That doesn't get you any wins. That doesn't mean you lose. Great. They fear him. What does that mean?
He's good enough to help you get wins. Compound wins.
But when fear, like fear,
you got to count
the NBA. Yeah. Bobby Portis ain't fearing Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's a damn good player, and they'll try to defend him. And some nights you can defend him. Man.
Well. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to,
I did not ruin Halloween, but just don't say happy.
Yeah, but you're downplaying your enthusiasm about what you were saying about this team after five games.
But how do you get that if I just said I'm standing no business with my expectations for
you're
this
like,
team?
It doesn't sound like you can even fathom how they lost last night to a Bucks team without Giannis. You can't fathom it.
And
I don't understand that.
And that's been my pulse of this show, is how I've been reacting. Like, there's nothing anybody can say to me, even if I agree with some of the points, that will get you off the hook in regard to me being disappointed or any Warrior
fan
disappointed from that performance.
Absolutely.
Because I thought at junctures of the game, mainly the start, they were lethargic.
Okay, so the next
time. I've given them the benefit of the doubt on that.
Why don't every game from now on, you not assume they're going to take care of business? Why would you assume? Are they going to, Indiana's banged up.
But they're young.
Exactly.
They're long.
How come you didn't take into account that actually, in a crazy kind of way, without Giannis, they became more dangerous because they became a faster team against the Warriors. They want to play in a, Giannis wants to play in a half court.
I mean, it's pro sports.
That's
right.
You know,
that stuff happens, but it's Ryan Rollins going for 32-8, wasn't on the bingo card.
Okay, you know what? You overrate the Warriors. You think they're incapable of having a bad game. You just think that they're machines, and you do.
But I'll tell you what, when we do get to that point and I need to retreat or double back, I'm not one of these guys that's going to fake behind a microphone and say, oh, I'm riding with my original take. I'll say, I got it wrong.
I don't care. Like, that's fine. I don't care, Goo. I'm sorry.
No.
I get you there. There's going to be bumps in the road.
Yeah, I got you. That wasn't a bump. That was a lack of energy. That was lethargic.
Which we knew may be an issue for the Olden State Warriors this year.
That's a nine.
We know that's an issue, let's not be surprised about it, and let's acknowledge they may have some games like this on the way to 40, 45, 50 wins. Let's go to... Imbecile. Let's go to Nick in Ann Arbor. Hey, Nick, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Jim?
Hey.
Goo, this applies more to you, I think, than Steiny, given that you didn't watch the game last night, Steiny, but I think that this is a question that needs to be asked. First of all, I think any reaction to the Warriors right now is way too early.
Gotcha.
In the season. Like, we're going to have a dud every once in a while.
Yeah.
But my question is, didn't they talk about officiating going into the season and the high five not being legal anymore?
Yep.
We have not seen that called once.
Mm.
That's my first thing. The second one is, can we talk about traveling in the NBA?
Like, it doesn't exist.
Well, we've been doing it for 40 years.
Gosh. It doesn't exist, man.
I mean, did you guys see, you saw the Kuminga, his might have been a travel, but was it Cole Anthony or Ryan Rollins right before that was so egregious. I've never seen Kerr so livid.
Oh, he hates it.
Walking out to half court.
It was embarrassing, man.
He can't stand that. You're right. I mean, you know, thanks, Nick.
And I didn't think Kuminga traveled. That's just me, old warrior, Google agree.
I didn't see it, but yeah. I'll bet he did.
Dude, I got to ask you something. I'm stopping the show. Did you come up with Olden State?
No, I've seen that.
That was too good for you to come up with that off the top.
That's somebody on
Olden.
I've seen that before on the YouTube chat.
Do you guys remember the other day when we were watching The Greatest Travels of All Time?
Oh my God. I was crying in tears.
And Westbrook, number one.
That was unbelievable. He was against the Warriors.
He walked from here to the Bay Bridge.
But they called that. They called that.
Oh, they actually did. Yeah, because he took seven steps off the inbound.
But Giannis the other night,
that
was six steps.
That was two for him, though.
The great. Oh my gosh!
I'm gonna go look for the greatest walk of all time that they didn't have on there, and that's the Corey Maggette walk. That
you can't come up with the old guys. They didn't do that. Dominique Jordan.
You watch what Kerr, I find.
Kobe's. They didn't use that. This is out of control. Guys are literally running with the ball.
And here's the other thing.
Running, Evan, no dribble.
Stop whining. Luka had 40 and Gordon had 50 and now Rollins had 32. Get used to it, Goo. You know how many 40-point games there were in the first week of the season? 16. You know the most number of 40 games in the history of the NBA through the first week was? 9. That means there's almost twice as many 40-point games in the first week as there ever have been in the history of the game.
It's bad.
Come on, man.
It is bad. Hey, Butch texted us.
Evan talked about the free throw shooting.
I don't remember this, but Butch just texted us three. The worst travel in NBA history, and I love this guy, Corey Maggette.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't remember that one.
Did you just hear me say Corey Maggette?
No.
Two minutes ago, I talked about him for 30 seconds?
If we're being real, I love you. But to get through my job, and there are some tune outs, that's not on purpose.
Guru.
So you said Maggette.
I know. I know. I said the greatest walk of all time not called was one Corey Maggette did with the Warriors. I'll go find it.
All right. Okay. Well, Butch gave it to us. And
you have no recollection of that. It happened 90 seconds ago. No recollection.
I was so excited to say my worst travels.
Fair enough. Okay, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior Summit, ladies and gentlemen, is Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again discussing another Warrior season. God, let's hope it's after a win. We're going to do it a little differently this time around. Nine games into the season, that's when we're doing it. A little different flavor there. Willard and Dibbs from 2 to 4. All the hosts from 4 to 6, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. We'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill on Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.